Jackson Dairy Queen.
Hey, is Tom in?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, good. Looks like we got your web registration a little bit ago. Just wanted to give you a call. Do you have a couple minutes to talk?
I do. Actually, I have some questions, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Let me start. I just want to confirm a couple things that we have on file, then, you know, I'll answer any questions that you have.
Okay.
Is the business, is it a Dairy Queen?
It is a Dairy Queen.
Okay, awesome. And then the address that we have for you is 5642 Wales in Massillon?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then what's the, is this the best number to reach at?
This is.
Okay, all right. And then the email address that we have on file is jacksondq@sssnet.com?
Correct.
Okay, all right. All right, so, yeah, you know, Tom, we got, you know, a lot of different programs. Kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm looking at possibly two different things. Last October, and just to give you a little insight of where I'm at.
Okay.
Last October, I took out a loan for $125,000. I was actually after $150,000 at the time, but what the broker had told me was they'd only loaned me $125,000 on an 18-month term, but then after 21 days, after the first month's payment, they would renegotiate the term, release the other $25,000 to me, and lower my daily payments.
Okay.
Ultimately, they lied to me.
I was going to say, that sounded really soon. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That obviously, they apparently had no intention whatsoever in doing it. So what I am stuck in now is I'm stuck with a $479.50 a day payment.
Okay.
Which comes to $10,045 a month, plus I think there's a little change in there.
Sure.
And I've been doing that since last October. I would have never, ever agreed to this had I thought I was going to be doing it for the next 6-7 months.
Yeah.
Being a Dairy Queen, I am seasonal. I'm open year-round, but obviously, you know, so I went through my four worst months, you know.
For making going through the winter, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you know, had the 4 months been April, May, June, July, you know, it'd been no problem.
Yeah, different story.
So with that being said, I suffered. What I'd really like to do was to acquire enough to pay them off, get into a little longer term, and maybe take a little extra on top. If that's not possible, I think I can negotiate with that company to extend my term, lower my daily rate, and maybe take a second one. What ended up happening is, because that drew all my cash through the winter, I actually need a little extra to help me get through here.
Yeah, I see. All right.
It's the company that actually loaned me the money, which isn't the company I was dealing with, because I was dealing with a broker, is OnDeck, and I'm sure you're probably familiar with OnDeck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very popular business. And at this point in time, it was 125 borrowed with like 187 payback. I think I owe like 115 now. I'd have to check for sure.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at. So I don't know if there's anything, you know, you guys can do or help me out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's two options, and you touched on them. We can either get you one to cover that and give you a little more, you know, working capital on top of it, or we can give you something to go side by side and allow you to kind of renegotiate that one and give you something to work with on the side.
Okay.
What we would have to do is just, you know, flat out see what you qualify for.
Right, I understand.
Yeah.
We'll let you know if, I'm going to tell you right now, if I tell everybody right up front, well, not everybody, I haven't contacted too many people for this. If I send you, and if you ask for bank statements, which I have,
yeah,
they're ugly. And they're ugly because I come through my last 4 months pulling out $10,000 every month.
I see.
So I guess when I ask, if you want to see my bank statements, I'd like to send you at least a year's worth so you can see what I do through the summertime.
And that's what I would suggest,
prior to that $479 a day coming out of it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. And usually, you know, the requirements are 6 months, but, you know, in the case of seasonal businesses, I always say the more you have to show, it's only going to help you.
Right.
So, you know, a full year showing your busy time is definitely going to come into play.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, I got a general idea of what you're looking at with your current loan. On top of the extra operating capital, did you have any plans for it? Was it going to be used for anything specific?
Well, yeah, a couple things.
Yeah.
One is, last October I had to put a new HVAC unit on my roof. I don't own the building, but I was responsible for it. So I put that on with the understanding that, you know, this was done middle of October. I'm like, okay, no big deal. In November, they're going to release the rest of the money to me. I can pay this individual. I still owe for my HVAC unit.
Okay.
So that's part of it. And part of it is just really to kind of catch up on other things. I've fallen, you know, people's been grateful to let me fall behind a little bit through the winter of making those payments.
Sure. And, so kind of just get you standing on solid ground. Yeah, going into the busy time.
Right.
How's the weather like over there? I know I'm actually from Toledo, and my family was telling me like last month they were covered in snow.
Yeah, I mean it has been as winters go as well as last winter went. This current winter we just went out was a mild winter compared to the winter before. However, that being said, April has been worse than February. I mean, last Saturday,
yeah,
we had like 6 inches of snow.
That's unbelievable.
Absurd. Now, tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 70s. It's been gorgeous here the last 3 days, and it's supposed to be nice for the next 3 or 4 days. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I couldn't believe that. When I saw some pictures, my niece sent me a picture, and she said, you know, happy springtime, and she was making a snowman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went camping 2 weekends ago and woke up Sunday morning with probably about 3 or 4 inches of snow on us.
Oh, geez.
More than like well warned. I mean, they told us that we knew it was possibly coming, so.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, let's see. Now, Tom, how soon were you looking to get the funds? Did you have a timeline or sooner better?
Sooner better.
So, yeah, okay.
Get out from underneath this other payment.
Yeah, I get the picture.
I caught it, paid off. Also, I guess it's another little thing is the funds. Dairy Queen is revising a lot of things for us. Well, one of the big things is our ice cream machines. And I think I'm going to have to purchase 2 new ice cream machines within the next, I don't know, maybe 12 months. Those are the ones I'm looking at are about 10 grand a piece. So I was looking at, you know, maybe, again, just to catch up, have something in my bank account for when this winter comes so then next spring when they lay this on me, I have, you know, the cash available for me.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, we do 2 main programs. We do working capital loans, and then kind of our bread and butter is equipment finance.
Gotcha.
So the working capital we base off of your sales.
Okay.
We're generally able to do, you know, around 10% of your top line revenue. Now, if you're looking for both, you know, we can also do the equipment financing, and it wouldn't take away from that total amount available to you.
Right. So I just hold on and wait till they force me to do that, and then we can look at something like that.
Yeah, and, you know, we can kind of see, you know, give you an idea of what you might qualify for, you know, going forward just so you can plan it out.
Well, when you're talking about 10% of...
Yeah.
Last year I did 920,000. This year I'm looking at doing... I should break a million.
Okay.
But so that's only 100,000.
Yeah.
Which I owe a little more than that on the other loan.
Sure. Well, you know, okay, so typically, I say 10%, we usually say 10 to 15%, but that variation kind of depends on, you know, what you look like on paper, and, you know, the strength. So we can, on a million, we very often can do 150,000 on a million. I don't want to set, you know, unreasonable expectations.
Yeah, right, right. No, I understand that.
Yeah, but what we can do is get you qualified for the largest amount. See exactly what that is, and you know, you don't necessarily need to take the whole thing if it is above that.
Right.
And if it does work for you, great. But if not, you can take what you need and kind of go from there.
And then I guess my other couple questions, obviously, is what kind of interest rates and how are the payments paid back and the terms.
Sure. Well, okay. So for the working capital side, if we're going to let's focus on the working capital for now.
Don't worry about equipment leasing right now.
Yeah. Okay. Because you know they're too different. The working capital, it's you know unsecured, so it's going to be a little more expensive than what the equipment is. With that, the terms vary anywhere from you know three to 24 months. Typically, that 18-month period is pretty much the most common program that people qualify for. Now the terms are gonna vary depending on what you look like on paper. So we'll take a look at cash flow. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad?
Well,
is it somewhere in the middle?
I go to Credit Karma and look.
Sure, I do too.
And you know, has what, Expedia and TransUnion, I think.
Yeah,
and
those are the two.
Expedia had me like at 7.9, and TransUnion had me like at 7.20.
Okay, that's not too bad. I mean, that's above the national average, so you're in a good place.
Now, again, I don't know if it's going to make a difference. I did file bankruptcy back in 2010.
Okay.
I did it for my business. What happened was they totally redid. I'm catty-cornering from an intersection.
Uh-huh.
They redid the intersection. So for two seasons, I lost two whole seasons. I lost in 2 years a little over $300,000 of sales.
Oh.
And I couldn't absorb that. So I had to file a Chapter 11, a reorganization for my business, which kept me going, and then because I'd signed some personal guarantees, I had to file personal Chapter 7.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay, well, you know, it's definitely something that we work with.
Okay.
So, you know, it might affect the cost of the loan slightly, but...
And I understand that.
But we're usually able to get an approval with it. Now, also what we can do is if you send over exactly what the terms are on your on-deck loan, we'll go ahead and make sure that it's better than that.
Okay.
And typically we come in better than on deck on a regular basis. They're one of the largest lenders, you know, out there in the industry, so I come across it a lot.
I'm not really unhappy with them. They've done nothing wrong. I'm happy with the broker that steered me the wrong direction, put me in a, you know, in this hard spot for me.
Yeah, and you know, just to give you an idea of you know, the similar situation that we work with, we do offer, you know, once you get to a certain point in your loan,
mm-hmm.
we open you up two more and we'll give you better rates on it because we call it a relationship. We call ourselves a relationship-based bank,
okay.
But that it's not after 21 days. It's after 40% of the term. So
okay.
once you get to about midway,
And on deck, we'll do the same thing. They keep sending me information on that.
Yeah, that's the pretty standard procedure with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just not sure I want to go the next. And they said July would be it. And I can absorb this until July.
Uh-huh.
I just don't want to consume all my working capital, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
All my cash flow into that. Like I said, I would have never agreed to this. You know, to a $10,000 a month payment, especially through my slowest time, is absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, what we'll do, let's see what you qualify for. If we can get you something that is large enough to cover the entire amount, then great, we'll do it. If not, we can get you qualified for, you know, a second position loan.
Yeah.
So
right,
it'll go next
right.
to it, and, you know, maybe that will give you the capital that you need until you get to that point with on deck, because that'll probably come sooner than the one that you would take with us.
Right.
Okay. See, Tom, are you the 100% owner of the business? Okay.
I am.
And how long have you been in business?
The Maximilian Group is the name of my corporation. That's been in business since 1996.
Okay.
I opened the Dairy Queen, DBA'd the Dairy Queen in
sure.
2003. Law enforcement's my background. I used to be a private investigator, and that's what the Maximilian Group was.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I decided to got tired of falling around workers' comp claims, so we decided to know.
Was that was the majority of the work?
That was the majority of my work, yeah. And the Hoover Company, I'm sure you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
They were a big client of mine. Well, then they sold and shut down, and Timken Steel was a big client. And really what happened is when the steel industry left Ohio, you know, a lot of they quit using me. So I
mm-hmm.
could see that writing on the wall, so I chose to do something else.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see here. I'm sorry, I'm taking hand notes.
No,
I sit in front of a computer, but I take hand notes the entire time, and then
sure.
I enter them in. All right. So I think, you know, the next course of action will be let's go ahead and, you know, get you qualified, see what you qualify for, or at least get you approved, see what you qualify for. And then we'll be able to give you, you know, a couple options from there and see what makes the most sense for you.
Okay.
It's a pretty simple process, and I'm assuming you're already familiar with the way that it works. I'll email you a one-page application, and then we would need the bank statements and then your most recent tax return.
Okay. Now, we haven't filled out 2015 yet, my account wise. So I can give you 2014, which shows me
that works.
That shows
it
me
works.
A profit of like $33,000 on 2014 taxes.
Okay.
I can send you a P&L from 2015. I don't know if you're interested in
that. That would help. I mean, always when it comes to these sort of things, any information on your financials, it's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you.
Gotcha.
Like a larger picture just allows, more clarity on the bank side.
Right.
And that always opens up your options for you. When there's no clarity, the options are limited.
Sure.
So, you know, in addition to that, like I said, 2014 return will work just fine. But also send over usually the first page of your loan contract that shows, you know, your total amount borrowed, and then your total payback, and then
yeah,
a rough estimate of what your balance is. And we can go ahead and go from there, get you qualified. Now, did you have any other questions for me, Tom, while I'm on the line for you?
Not at this point in time, no.
Okay, all right. So I'll go ahead. I'll put the email together for you right now. I'll send it over there. You'll have all of my direct contact information on there. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call. You can email me, whichever is easier for you, and I can get back to you quickly. Once I get the application with the statements and everything in there, I can usually get you an answer, you know, in about 24 hours on what you qualify for.
Okay. I get it all back until Monday.
Okay.
The only reason I'm saying that is because it's a little after 2 here right now, about 10 after 2.
Sure.
In about 20 minutes, we get anywhere from 80 to 100 middle school kids in here.
Oh, yeah. School's out. Yeah.
As soon as they let out on a Friday, a warm Friday afternoon, they just come piling in. So basically all I do is I go out there and I babysit them for about an hour, and then I end up throwing them all out.
Sure,
So I mean, again, this may get to you on Monday as opposed to yet this afternoon.
Okay. All right.
I'll
no problem.
I can.
No problem. All right. Well, I'll go ahead. I'll send the email right now, and then, you know, I'll probably follow up with you on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Tom.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.